بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails to our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Ata, the host of this program. Sheikh Ahmad Danish from the Islamic House of Qom is here to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much.
All right, Sheikh. Today's question is regarding Ayah 31 of Surah Al-Baqarah. First, I would like to read out the English translation and then we'll get to the main content of this ayah. And he taught Adam the names, all of them, then presented them to the angels and said, "Tell me the names of these, if you are truthful." Now, the title, I mean, and the term, the names are mentioned over here, Asma, okay? So, وَعَلَّمَ الْآدَمَ الْأَسْمَى كُلَّهَا. I mean, some people might ask, what are these names? Are there any special names? Who are these referring to? So what's your answer to that?
Yes. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So in the context of the verses of the Holy Quran that are speaking about the creation of the first man or Prophet Adam, it says that the verse just before this verse is saying that وَإِسْقَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَائِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةِ.
Yes.
And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels that I am going to create a vice regent in earth, I am going to nominate someone or create someone who is going to be my caliph or my representative in this earth, قالوا, they said, أَتَجَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. They said that, are you going to create someone, O God, who is going to raise a lot of blood, who is going to kill or be prone to violence? And we are someone who do your tasbih, and we are someone who glorify you. So why is there a need to create a representative for yourself when we are there? قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. The Lord said that, I know something that you do not know. Mm-hmm. So basically, this was a challenge from yes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the angels.
Yes.
That, and the angels knew that there was in the personality of man as a whole, there was this tendency to be prone to violence.
Mm-hmm.
And because this this thing that is called shahwa
yes.
was kept in man's nature, he could go astray and he could raise a lot of blood or be prone to violence. So this was a challenge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I know something about Adam that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that challenge? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Adam, to the names of a few entities or realities and ask the angels that, do you know the names of these entities and realities? If you don't know them, then Adam knows something and is his knowledge
yeah.
is better than yours.
So you mean these names refer to some, we can say, unknown secrets or something?
Yes.
Of the, we can say, or asrar, so, or realities
yes.
of the world?
So we have different traditions speaking about the reality of these names. And so in some of the traditions, we have it mentioned that these were the names of all the mountains, all the rivers, all the entities on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam alayhi salam was taught all the names of all of these things that were supposed to be found in this world. In
yes.
other traditions, it is referred to that, and let me recite for you some of these traditions, and so we move forward with that. In this tradition from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam li Aliyin alayhi salam, ama inna Jibraila akhbarani anna Allaha allamaka isma kulli shay'in kama allama Adama Adam al-Asma'a kullaha.
That's right.
So in this tradition from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, which is in Biharul Anwar, volume 40, page number 185, it says that Imam Ali alayhi salam was told by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the angel Jibreel told the Prophet that Imam Ali alayhi salam was also told the names of everything as these names were taught to Adam alayhi salam before him.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have this tradition from the Holy Prophet that Inna Rabbi Azza wa Jal massala li ummati fitteen wa allamani asma'a ummati kama allama Adam al asma'a kullaha. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that for me, my entire ummat was raised for me in alam al misal, or as in image form. And I was told the names of all my ummah, as Prophet Adam alayhi salam was told the names of all the things.
All right.
So this is again.
Again, you mean by names are the secret realities.
The secret realities
behind
yes.
the world, which is
yes.
We can't say it is only recognizable through some holy medium, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, these would be the names of everything, right? Mm-hmm. In these traditions.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
As you point out, we have this narration from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allama adama asma'a hujajillahi kulliha. So in this verse, in this tradition from Imam al-Sadiq, which is in the Tafsir Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, volume 1, page 234, or Biharul Anwar, volume 11, we have this narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the names of all the hujjat ilahi, or the divine hujjah, or the divine proofs. The names of these divine proofs were told to Prophet Adam alayhi salam.
That's right.
So in this tradition, it is more specific that the divine proofs were the entities that were introduced to Prophet Adam, but the angels did not know about these divine proofs. And so this fazila aspect of Prophet Adam is revealed from this tradition.
That's right.
That, for example, if it was only the names of the mountains or the rivers or the stones in this earth, we cannot understand or fathom the fazila of Prophet Adam. Mm-hmm. But if these were the names of the hujja or the divine proofs, then of course, if the angels don't know the names of these divine proofs, or the reality of these divine proofs, then of course Prophet Adam is has priority or has fazila over the angel.
That's right. You said that this hadith was told to Imam Ali alayhi salam too, isn't it?
Yes. In the tradition, it is mentioned that for Imam Ali alayhi salam mm-hmm. as well, mm-hmm. He was taught
given
that,
this.
He was given yes. this ilm.
That's right.
And then in another tradition, which is much more specific, it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the five entities, created Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Lady Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, mm-hmm. as lights, even before the creation of Prophet
yes.
Adam. And so when Prophet Adam would look at the heavens or the arsh of the divine arsh, he would recognize some lights on the Arsh. And this tradition, which is from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, speaks specifically about this. It says that when there was no other entity, God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had created five entities from his own light.
Mm-hmm.
And for every one of them, he named every one of that light with his own Asma'il Husna.
Yes.
So for example, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hamid,
mm-hmm.
he named Prophet Muhammad as Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is elevated, Ala, he named Amirul Mumineen Ali alayhi salam. Ali. Mm-hmm. Ali again is elevated, someone who is elevated. And as Prophet, because he has all the beautiful names, Imam Hassan and Hussein's names were taken from those Asma'il Husna.
Mm-hmm.
And Lady Fatima Tuzara, and as he is the father of everything, he is the creator of everything. The name Fatima was specified for Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha.
Right.
So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these entities, these were placed at the right side of the heaven, mm-hmm. the Arsh-e Ilahi.
All right.
And so we don't know exactly the reality of that.
Yes.
So, and the angels were created again from the light. When the angels would see this light coming from the Arsh-e Ilahi,
mm-hmm.
they would not recognize the names of these entities. And the names of these entities were given to Prophet Adam alayhi salam. So this is the reality. I think this also gets in sync with the other hadith that says that Prophet Adam was told the names of the divine hujjah,
mm-hmm.
the divine proofs. And so we could say that these are the highest realities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created, and the names of these entities were not known or was not known to the angels, but to Prophet Adam alayhi salam, this knowledge was given, and on the basis of this, his precedence over the angels is proven.
That's right. Okay. So the human beings in general must try to get as close as possible to this Asma'illahi, isn't it? Asma'ullah.
Yes.
I mean, in order to find such a proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must be as close as possible to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes, of course. That if, for example, first of all, we need to understand that Allah has all the beautiful names to himself. وَلِلَّهِ أَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى كُلِّهَا. And if we admire someone, we want to be like them, right? But of course, we have our limitations. We are the created beings, and God is the creator of everything. So we can only attain a certain specific level of that ism ilahi, because these are the realities behind that ism, or the beautiful names that that are being considered here.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sheikh.
Thank you.
It was very kind of you. Regarding Ayah 31 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and what does it mean by these Asma, I mean the names that were taught to Adam. It was very kind of you.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, please visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن